November, Yankee, Kilo, Flash, Romeo, 6-1, repeater. The time is 8 a.m.
24 NGU, KN4, BWA.
Number 24 NGU.
Thinking about that thing last night, Bub. You should have read at least 50 ohms across that antenna.
You know, it was open.
Hey, see, what you're doing is you're matching loads from out of the radio to the load of the impedance of the antenna. Should have seen about 50 ohms, I believe.
Well, something's not right, but she's receiving like a house of fire. I'm happy with that.
Good. That's good. So what you up to today? You going back into work?
Take this call. I'll be back to you, W4NGU.
CA, standing by.
Your...
W4NGU. KN4BWA, there you are.
Steve, we need to find out or ask somebody that knows.
That's not what I'm thinking. I'm going out there. I've got a mobile antenna for the back of the car on a mag mount, and I'm gonna measure it real quick.
So that was the heating and air man. He's back today to work on the heating and air. But I'm back now for a little bit.
The thing will turn out all right on that. Now, did you catch what I said about I've got a mobile antenna out there? I'm going to go and actually measure it.
Yeah, I thought that at RF frequencies it would measure a short. Well, I'm not measuring at RF with my meter. Yeah, let's measure that. I should have done the same thing.
What I'll do, I'll go out there and get one of my good meters. I got a nice Fluke, and I'll go out there and... I'll measure not only that mobile antenna, but I'll measure my comet.
That boy has a pretty little doe crossed in front of me. Nowhere near hitting her, but pretty little thing. I'm with you, and talk to you a little bit later. I'm about to pull into the office. But I'll be listening for text W4NGU.
Drop that there for a second, officer. I'll text you on your phone and let you know. I'll get a good solid reading on it. Matter of fact, you know, I should do that with my diamond because that thing is way out.
To try. Now, a vertical antenna, ground-mounted like I've got, really should measure, if you have enough radials, it should measure 38 ohms. I know that. But I think the rest of them should measure about 50. Okay. But I'll be listening, W4NGU.
That's probably about 30 minutes before I can get to it, and I'll just text you the results. All right. You have a good morning. Get back at it today. Be productive. Be a good citizen. All that good stuff. This is KN4, VWA. I'll be clear after your final.
NGU, thank you very much.
Yeah, Steve, way down back there as far as audio. He must be on the HD.
I'm on my little bow.
KUSQTH, KN4UBE.
QTH, and, trying to get myself up, moving and motivated. I gotta haul a little Saturn over to a repair shop today on my car hauler and get it repaired. Hopefully I'll haul it over there, and then tomorrow I'll drive it home. This is just a little Saturn Aura that I had picked up for my daughter, and I'll have to tell you that story. Hey, are we going to the meeting tonight?
Sensor thing, and I think it's got a speed sensor on that wheel. put the donut on, it won't run that fast. It's got its four-wheel drive.
Roger, roger. Just another pain in the neck, ain't it? Well, automobiles. You love them or hate them. Building down next to the hospital.
Well, I'll let you know a little closer to this afternoon and see if we can get together tonight. And I definitely gotta go to the other one in Greer. I gotta get some stuff from WRARW and see what I can do on that behalf. This weekend, man, we're gonna try to cut my tree down. Daggone wind blowing 100 miles an hour. But I'm gonna ride one more tree, man, before I start my process.
It's just so much fun. Hey, I got my pivot rod put in and the top plate put on. And man, that thing, I am proud of that because it is absolutely dead slap level.
That's a good thing. So you done got it to where you can tune it over and all that? As far as the crank and all that stuff on it?
The crank on it yet. I don't have that post. I'm going to put that pole in today and get it cemented into the ground and let it start curing. And but I'm going to go ahead and start assembling my tower and getting it over there. Then put it to the plate and get it ready to be winched up. So, man, I tell you what, this thing's coming together pretty quick.
Take long on a tower that big, man. It don't take long at all. It'll be a good day, I could have my other tower not to $130, but the 100 footer. I can have it up in about a day's time. Put the TL-259 back home, Zach Kovacs, last night. Yeah, I don't know what it did, but it'll tune up perfect the first time, or maybe the second time, but after that, it'll go back to where it says something about the little antenna symbol of flash, and it shows full scale, 100% SWR. So I'm gonna back up probably tomorrow, maybe, and redo another piece of coax. I think I burnt that coax up over the years because it's on my 11 meter stuff.
It sounds like you got a pinch on the cable somewhere, and it's shortened or something. I'm not sure what that is. But, well, that'll be interesting to find out.
Interesting to find out. I mean, I know I ain't supposed to be on the 80-meter band, but I hollered for a radio check yesterday on the 80-meter band, and the guy came back to me, and I had four guys come back to me. There was two in Florida, one in Ohio, and there was one up in Virginia. Said 80 meters were doing perfect. But 40 meters, I don't know. It just, like I said, it'll key up and do perfect the first time, but the second time, it throws all SWR. So I got to get that done, and hopefully this Saturday, hopefully I'm going to have my general ticket. Going down to the ham fest Saturday and see if I can take that test down and get my general class.
You know what? Calendar. Let me check my calendar for something. You're right. I was thinking the third Saturday is this weekend, but it's not. It's the weekend of the 18th. They'll be giving that test at building on the 18th, Saturday.
If I don't pass it down there, I can try to pass it over there.
Saturday, you'll do fine.
Study, I stuck my nose in it yesterday for a long time, and I've done a lot of studying. And I'm doing pretty good on the test thing, but there's 484 questions on it. And every time it swaps up a different, question pool. But other than that, I mean, I'm doing pretty good as far as that goes. So hopefully, I'm hoping Saturday I'll have it, is what I'm hoping.
If they'll let you, you need to go ahead and take the extra test, too.
To do that, yeah. I'd love to go ahead and get both of them, be done with it. Let me get back with you. Let me push this button over here to where I can get in this gate out here. I'll be right back. I'm back.
Go down there and take both of those and get your extra, and I'm going to be behind you.
I mean, I'd love to get the extra. I mean, there's a lot goes on 80, 40, and 20. You know, and there for about 2 weeks, man, I couldn't listen to nothing or nothing. I mean, you know, because I had all the antennas hooked down because I couldn't. I had to take everything down to keep it from messing up everything, so I'm glad to get it back up, at least to where I can listen. You know, it's just fun just get on there and listen to people talk about what the temperature and the weather is in different places, you know, around the world here. So, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Go ahead and get my extra because I found a vanity call sign that I want. And, but I can't get it till I get my extra.
Vanity call signs. I mean, do you keep your original call sign or do you lose it? What call sign be if you get it? What call signs you want? What would it be if you get it?
Dad's initials, 4, and then my initials.
That'd still be, 6 digits, right?
The 4 letters and...
I'd like the KN forward, and you would have something on the end of it. 2 letters on the end.
Well, I don't want to jinx it, but I just go ahead and tell you what it is. It's WW4SW.
Cool, man. That'd be pretty cool. Can't beat that at all. I mean, I'm sure you'll get it. I'm pretty sure of that. me. I'm gonna try to go down and try to take it, man. I mean, I'll probably just go ahead and sit back down and go ahead and take the general or the extra class, you know, while I'm there. I mean, worst the thing I can do is spell it. I mean, but most of what's on the technician and on the general class, some of that's going to be on the extra class too. So, you know, from what I can get pulling up and reading some of the extra stuff, you know, and I don't know what the question poll is on the extra, but I ain't pulled it up and looked at that one yet. But there's 484 on the general class.
You might want to take a look at that extra. It's quite involved. It's double the study information of the general and the technician.
I think they told me they 700 and something or 800 and some questions on that joke. Is what I was told over to the club where I go to, Spartanburg Club. That's what they told me over there. Yeah, it's the same thing they said. It's just like studying for all three of them.
So, yeah, that's why I'm going to go ahead and do that class. And as a matter of fact, I got an email here. Well, listen, Bert, I'm going to let you get at it. And I got to go down here and get this trailer, car trailer staged up and ready to go. So, I'm going to go ahead and cut on out of here on you. I'll give you a call about 4 o'clock and see what's up. And I'll make sure I got my HT with me. And we'll go from there. So anyhow, KN4, UBG, this is KN4, EWA, and I'll be clear after your final.
Well, you go have a rest of a good morning and, you know, have a good time hauling that car over there and wish you luck on that one. And we'll get back with you later on. Yeah, just give me a call about 4 o'clock and we'll go from there. And I'll let you know where I'm standing at by then. But you have a good morning, 73s. KN4 BWA, KN4 UBG, I'll be clear.